Menachos Perkei Mishnah Zion 5-7. So this Mishnah basically is going to reflect on the three Zavachim that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah that required the Tanufa. So the Mishnah is going to essentially say there are three mitzvahs that apply to these three Zavachim. But each of them only have two out of three, meaning each of the three mitzvahs, one is left out, not obligatory in each of those three Zavachim. What are those three Zavachim we mentioned before? We had the Zivche Shalme Yachid, the private person's Shlamim. We have Zivche Shalme Tzibur, that's the public, you know, the Tzibur, the communal Shlamim, which basically is the Kibtzei Atzeret only, those lambs on Shavuos. And then you have the Ashim of the Metzorah, the Metzorah's guilt offering. So these three mitzvahs apply to two out of three to each of those three Zavachim. What are the three mitzvahs? So the first is tenufa mechayim, when it's alive, waving the animal while still alive. Then you have also the tenufa of a shchuta, once it's been slaughtered, to wave the meat or the whatever's being offered in the zbeach, etc., or given to the kohanim, etc. And finally, you have the smicha, the laying of the hands on the head of the animal, pressing down on it prior to the shchita. Now, the general rule when it comes to smicha is that, generally speaking, private karbanos do have smicha, and tziburi, public karbanos, do not have smicha. Okay, that's the general rule. The exceptions are as follows, and really not really relevant to our Mishnah, but just so you know, exceptions are I'll call them the lesser zavach, lesser karbanos, meaning specifically the Bechor, the Meiser, and the Pesach, those same Zvachim, they just require one blood application. Those don't require smicha before Shechita. And there are two, I'll call them public karbanos. One is the Seir Mishtaleach and Yom Kippur, that goat that goes into the desert and thrown off, the scapegoat, does have a smicha with a vidui there on the animal. And also you have the Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibor, when the Sanhedrin rules erroneously regarding someone which has a chi of karis, and then they realize the majority of the community followed them erroneously, so then instead of private people bringing, the community brings one or 12 of these parim, these bulls, and there's a smicha that's done on them as well. Okay, those are the exceptions, the rule, those two, the Shem Shleich and the Par Elam Davar Shel Tzibor, two exceptions, the rule regarding a communal offering that has smicha. Now, here the mission, that's the working materials. Here the Mishnah is going to say which is to which. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shlosha Minim Teunim Shlosha Mitzvos. These three types of Zvachim from the previous Mishnah require three mitzvos. Shtayim B'chol Achas V'Achas. Each of them have two of these three mitzvos. V'Shlishis, and the third one of the mitzvos, Ein Behen, doesn't apply to the particular Zevach. Ve'eluhen, this is the list, how it works out. Zivche Shalme Yachid, private person's Shlamim. Uzivche Shalme Tzibur, the public shlamim, that's the, like we said, the kivtzei aseret, the asham mitzora, and the asham that the mitzora brings, those are the three we're talking about here, and it works out as follows. Ziv cheshalme yachid, the private person shlamim, teunim smicha chayim, it needs smicha while it's alive, utunufa shchutim, and it gets waved once it's been slaughtered. Again, remember, the shlamim gets waved, as we said before, that's the emur and the gonim mizbeach, plus the chaz of ashok beneath that, from the Kohen's gift, and beneath that, that's held up by the bialim bringing it, if it's a man, and the kohen below that. And if it's a woman, there's no, just a kohen, no man. So those are and it's waved. That's the shalmei yachid. Then you have zivchei shalmei tzibur, the kivtzei aseret, the communal shlamim that's brought on shvuas. So that tu'unan tenufa chayim ushchutim. It's actually waved twice. Once it's waved, the two lambs are waved while they're alive with those two breads. And then again, afterwards, treated like a shlam, essentially, that it's waved, the emurim are waved with the chazan shok. And finally, you have the asham mitzora, the mitzora's asham. So tun smicha, the mitzora does smicha on the asham, because it's a private asham, like one always does smicha. Utunufa chai, and the pasuk also says that prior to slaughtering it, the asham, the guilt offering, along with that lug shemen, gets waved, okay? Vein bo tunufa shachot, but once it's slaughtered, there's no tenufa, no waving of the emurim of the asham or anything like that.